Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. As summer comes into full swing over the next month, there will be changes in the lawn, if they haven't already shown up. One of those changes will be the transition from cool season grasses to warm season grasses. Another thing to keep an eye out for will be warm season weeds. Kansas has the benefit and curse of being in a transition zone. That means we are right between the regions of cool season grasses and warm season grasses. This leads to a lot of lawns being a mix of both, like a fescue and Bermuda lawn. With having the best and sometimes worst of both worlds, lawn care can be beholden to the calendar. As we leave May, most fertilizer should be finished until fall rolls around. Fertilizing grasses, especially cool season grasses, in the summer often adds more stress on top of the scorching summer sun. For a lawn with only warm season grass, such as Bermuda, Zoysia, or Buffalo grass, you can still apply fertilizer in the summer, which is when the most vigorous growth happens for them. Avoid fertilizing cool season lawns as the weather warms, and consider raising the mowing height. Having a higher mowing height promotes dense grass growth that will not only look fuller, but also helps to protect itself from the summer sun. Thick, healthy turf is also the best defense against weeds. When mowing, seeding, and the weed and feed from spring doesn't beat the weeds, what's your next step? Usually, this can be a spot treatment of non-selective herbicide, but be careful of weather conditions. Hot summer air temperatures can cause the chemical to volatilize and drift much easier. And of course, keeping an eye on wind speeds is also key for preventing drift. Summer tends to be a maintenance season for lawns. Mowing and watering, along with fertilizer for warm season lawns, are the big hits of this season. The cause for concern will usually come from grubs and weeds. Winter weeds like little barley, henbit, and wild geranium will begin to die back as the hot months arrive. Summer weeds such as sandbur, foxtail, pigweed, and ragweed are on their way if they haven't already shown up. The order of magnitude in controlling weeds is: maintain a thick and healthy turf, then use a pre-emergent herbicide to stop weeds during their germination. If those fail, then a post-emergent herbicide or manual removal may be an option. Grub control often happens later in summer, especially for masked chafer, also called annual white grubs. Their vulnerable larvae stage is around midsummer, with the grubs reaching maturity around September. The two timings of control are preventative or rescue treatments. Controlling grubs early is better than trying to control them later. No matter what, try to avoid spraying anything on the lawn during heat or drought stress. The grass is always greener where it's properly maintained. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.